Did you tell Monty what we want to talk about, Carl?
No, we were just gossiping about you.
Yeah.
Mostly. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, obviously, Carl is like a master of chickens. But in particular, really want to talk about CSAs.
Chicken essays? You know,
the importance of them. Yeah, he has a chicken CSA.
I do. I have a chicken CSA.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Carl Prawl from Underline Farm in Asheville, Chicken Master.
I don't know if I'll be shouting that one too loudly.
There were things to be, I'm sure. Carl, where did the name Underline Farm come from?
Well, there are a lot of power lines that run through the Asheville Hills, and there happens to be a nice set of them that runs right over the top of our farm. So we are literally under the lines.
Not what I had thought at all, even though I know you have those lines. That is hysterical.
Well, I like the pun that went with the logo of just saying farm and underline it, but haven't made it that far yet.
A little bit too meta.
Need a little more name recognition before that happens.
Right. What did you do before you started Underline Farm?
Oh my goodness. Did all kinds of things, worked all kinds of jobs, and eventually turned to farming because it was just appealing. It was this, you know, ethically neutral profession, and started working with vegetables, started working with livestock, and it's evolved into this pillar of my life. You know, I can't imagine living without a farm.
What was sort of like the aha moment for you, I guess, in your life where you said, I got to leave whatever I was doing before and commit to this ethical form of farming?
I was actually driving trucks. I was driving brown trucks for a particular delivery company and, you know, working for the union and slowly becoming disillusioned with corporate America and that rat race. You know, looking around, there weren't a whole lot of ethically appealing jobs out there.
Now, instead of asking what brown can do for you, you ask what brown eggs can do for you?
Exactly.
What led you to pick chickens out of all these things? You mentioned you started with vegetables, and now here you are with hundreds and hundreds of chickens.
Oh gosh, I wish it was only hundreds. There was a niche that needed to be filled. Luckily, or, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of poultry producers in New England. The USDA numbers are that Massachusetts consumes 190 million chickens every year, and we produce less than a million in the state. So there's a big opportunity. Still try and raise beef and pork on a limited scale, but there's a lot of really fantastic farmers out there, fantastic vegetable farmers, fantastic cattle raisers, and this is where I found myself.
Tell me about the life of your chickens before they become the death of your chickens and our food.
Yeah, well, we get the chickens as day-old chicks, and they live in our brooder rooms for about 2 weeks until they're big enough to face nature on their own. Then they are pasture-raised out on the side of a mountain in Asheville. They're fed organic grain and all the bugs that they can find.
While I've never come to experience your chickens or your farm personally, your chickens are sometimes available at my CSA, Natural Roots, in Conway. So the Belmonte family has partaken in the Carl Prawl Underline Farm chickens before, but if I wanted to have a straight up chicken CSA, a chicken supported agriculture, as it were, that's something you have to offer.
Absolutely. Underlinefarm.com. It is so very important for our business model. One of the major hurdles that all farmers have, but especially livestock farmers, is all the capital is necessary up front. Get the animals, buy all the feed, you know, put all the labor into them, pay for the process, pay for the storage until it gets to you. So having CSA members sign up and commit to those purchases make it possible. We have whole chicken broilers. We have parted chickens, boneless chicken breasts, thighs. We've recently partnered with Holly Border Farm, Michelle and Todd and Tasha up there, to make bone broth out of our chickens.
Uh-huh.
We are also making a puppy pate. So if you feel your four-legged friends deserve a little treat, we'll be having that.
It's and not made of puppy. It's made of chicken, just in case you were worried.
You know, we're really trying to be environmentally conscious, practicing regenerative agriculture practices, rotating our stock around the fields. And And it's important to make sure our waste stream is minimized. So I just feel very lucky that Holly Border is able to take what was waste, you know, chicken backs from making stock and turn them into dog food. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
It's really great to have this option of getting whole chickens as well as parts, because often in the marketplace right now, when you do buy locally raised chickens, it's usually as a whole bird. So having the CSA commitment gives you more flexibility, because not all families want to cook a whole bird, right? We're very used to the convenience of chicken parts and being able to have dinner one night with a chicken leg and chicken breast, the chicken parm the next night. So anyway, it's just really exciting to see what Underline Farm is bringing to us customers, these options that we didn't have before.
I definitely appreciate convenience in my cooking. We're very happy to be able to offer the parts.
But I don't know who doesn't want to eat the whole chicken, especially a local chicken. Anytime we make a chicken at home, that whole thing, we have the best intentions of having leftovers, but the whole thing, I'm like Elwood Blues. Like, if you gave me another whole chicken, I would probably eat that too.
But there are some people that only have one person in their family.
That's true, you know? But still, go for the whole chicken.
But some people might not want to, and you have that option, and you don't even have to make the choice right away.
Signing up for a chicken CSA is a great way to make sure that you're getting, if you are a meat eater, that you're going to get and support a local farm to raise these birds in an ethical and humane and conscious way, and to make sure that they have enough money to continue to do that in the future. Is there a deadline by which time people need to sign up for a chicken CSA for Underline Farm, Carl?
The deadline is when we sell out. Uh-huh. And if it's anything like 2020, that's coming up rapidly.
Underlinefarm.com, you said?
That's correct.
And Monty, can I say, we have CSAs for vegetables too. So not only is it the time to think about Carl's CSA, but it's the time to think about how to support all of our farms that have CSAs right now.
Yeah, meat eater or not, there is a CSA out there for you and for your needs. Help a local farmer, buy a CSA.
And no better place to find the local CSAs near us than from CESA's website. Carl Prawl from Underline Farm in Ashfield, one of those local hero farms with the chicken CSA, and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero. Folks, you can find out all about our CSAs in the Valley by localfood.org.